Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, and welcome everybody to today's podcast. I'm so excited. We're doing our mini experiment, peeps. We are doing our food experiment. And this is the third podcast in my little toolkit for you. So number one is 57. Go check it out. Podcast 57 is all about the digestive regimen, about the digestive variable, the top left-hand arrow. Then the last episode, which was number 59, is about your color. So your color in digestion is talking about how you eat. How you eat. And there's 12 different regimens, 6 different numbers. There's 6 numbers, obviously, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines of the I Ching. And the first 3, the 1 to 3 of color, is all about conditions. So you need to manipulate the conditions. So you either eat, you know, if you're a 1, you eat one thing at a time. You only like to... Or you might eat the one thing over and over and over. So you need to manipulate the condition. So instead of living in a world that says, try everything, you know, fusion. You like, you do not like fusion if you're a one, right? You just want to eat one thing or you're alternating. So you might have 2 or 3 things that you're alternating. Minimal amount of... Anyway, going into too much detail. That's your thing. The 4 to 6 is about manipulation of the circumstances. So the atmosphere, the energy. So you might be calm. You might be touched. So how does the environment touch you? What is the atmosphere? You might be calm or nervous, so on and so forth. So this is how your color. Last episode is how you eat to digest best. We are talking about food, but this is experience. This is life as well. I am going to run a mini experiment in my private Facebook group. It's free to join. The link is in the show notes. Come and join. And on the 1st of June, which is it's this coming Monday, we are going to start running this experiment in the group for you all to play around with. So if you haven't done it already, go to Genetic Matrix. Look up your chart. Unfortunately, it's no longer free. I think it costs $6 US. Just do it for a month. Get all the information. Get your chart. Print it out. And then, you know, it's a happy day. Go on to your chart. And for today, we are looking at what's called tone. On your genetic matrix, go to the top left-hand arrow. You will see a number in a green triangle. That is your number. Then go across to the left, look down the list to body, and look at cognition. Then you'll get a name there, you know, like smell, taste, outer vision or something like that, okay? So they're the things that you need to know for this time. The number, the number in the green triangle, top left arrow, and then the whatever it says in cognition over there. Write those things down. Okay, let's jump in. So when we talk about tone, this is the what to eat, when to eat, and how much to eat via your inner authority. Okay? So the color was how. Tone is actually your superpower. So for me, I discovered that I'm out of vision. We'll get to this, but this is an ability to see patterns. And you've heard me say it time and time again, like my superpower is patterns. But this is your superpower, something that gets really amped up and gives you the ability to really tap into your authority. It's how you know what to eat, when to eat, and how much to eat via your inner authority, okay? So whatever that is. So know what your inner authority is. Mine is emotional. So I'm always in the wave. I'm someone who needs to come at things a few times. I also, because one of my outer vision things is I like to be able to see things planned out. But because of my emotional authority and my wave, I need flexibility to change my mind. Okay, so it's just be aware of your authority. If you're sacral, then you're in the now. You know, you're just like, I will know this in the now, depending on whatever your tone is. Same with spleen, in the now. And then the others, obviously the others, it might be the environment. It might be what you say about yourself or what you, it might be your tone, so on and so forth. Right, so tone, the same as color, there are six levels. There's six numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. However, there is no left or rightness in each of the levels like we have in color. So with tone, 1, 2, and 3 are left, 4, 5, and 6 are right. Okay, so let's jump in. Number one is smell. So if you have smell, you are the person who's like, something doesn't smell right, or, oh, this smells like success. This is the person that you're going to know what to eat by, you know, you might be someone who picks everything up and smells it first before you eat it. You're the sort of person who, you know, like, it's your nose that tells you if something's not right. A great example of this, actually, one of the cool things about that I want to share with you, the story I want to share with you for a number one for smell, is a great example of how human design is so different on everybody. Okay, so two of my friends have smell, and we were talking about this a number of weeks ago, and they both live in the States, and they both had gone out in the week with a face mask on, right? One of them was like, I can't breathe. I can't breathe with that thing on. I can't breathe. And because line one smell, you're a nose breather. So your nose literally knows, okay? Whereas my other friend, she put the face mask on. She'd actually put a couple of essential oils in there as well to make it smell better. But she was like, oh, I felt so safe with that thing over my nose. So this is what's really interesting, that you've got to play around with it. I'm going to just keep saying it. There is not a one size fits all. But you are someone who is a nose breather. Again, someone on the mastermind, she was like, oh my God, game changer. Actually, she was the other way around. But the point is that if you're trying to force yourself to breathe through your mouth and you're a number one smell, that's not correct for you. You're not going to know what's correct for you. Your authority is not going to amp up if you're trying to breathe through your mouth. So the way you really tap into your authority as a number one is you take a deep breath through your nose and listen to whatever it has to say and take that action. Okay, number two, taste. This is all about breathing through the mouth. Okay, so you know what's correct to eat by how it tastes, and you need to, this is aligned to the spleen, so it is aligned to survival. So you got to trust it. Like, you might look at the most delicious strawberry and think, oh my God, that's so good. And you taste it and something's not quite right. And your mind might go, yeah, I'm just going to eat that. No, no, it's a no. Like, your taste says no, so don't eat it. And it's going to be the same thing with your authority. To really amp up your authority, you're going to want to take a deep breath in through the mouth. This was big for the mastermind girl, who she was like trying to breathe through her nose, has done Kundalini for many years, and just to realize that actually she, what's correct for her is breathing through her mouth, was a game changer. Interestingly, going back to taste very quickly, Justin is a smell, and when he came to Kundalini and doing a lot of their practices, the breathing through the nose, they were game changers for him. Like, that's what gets him present. So these are the things that I just want you to pay attention to, the external clues. Okay, number three is outer vision. This is associated with seeing something external of you, okay? So it's all about what you can see and the patterns that you can see, okay? This is someone who has, apparently Ra had this, I have this one, and as I've said on every episode, one of my superpowers is patterns. You know, it's why I'm such a good coach, because I can see the bit that's missing, or I can see the pattern that's being played out that needs to be healed, fixed, changed, shifted. So when it comes to food, the pattern for me is and this is what I'm experimenting with. I'm so excited to experiment with you guys in the Facebook group, is that I'm starting to learn that I need to see the processes of the food as well. So if I can, let's say, before I knew this about myself, what I was constantly doing was just going, oh, that'll do, like looking at something and putting it in my mouth. Now, as I've been practicing my color, calm, which for me means slowing down as much as anything else. One of the other things I'm practicing is giving myself more time to do things. So when I'm doing that, what I noticed, the pattern that I see with food, is that I like to just stare at the fridge and I can see something coming to life. I can see something that I want to eat. You know, I made this dinner, not just for me, for everyone last night. And we have this joke in our family, like, if you make a risotto, it's a fridge risotto. So whatever's in the fridge goes in. And so I made a fridge meal last night and it was absolutely delicious. But it was because I slowed down. I just looked in the fridge, not like, oh God, what's there? I just have to shove everything in. I just looked at it gently and just picked up anything without letting my mind say, you need to have meat, you need to have veg, you need to have carbs, whatevs. And then as I sort of dished it up for the rest of the family, I'm like, wow, look at me go. Like, it was super healthy, nutritious. It covered off everybody's likes. How often does that happen? So this is how I have discovered outer vision. Outer vision is all about the patterns that you see. And you might also be someone who needs to look out a window. You hear me say, I often will like to watch something on television. I often watch Gaia when I'm eating my lunch. We actually enjoy watching television on a Friday and a Saturday night with dinner. So that might be something, again, we have to make sure, because even me, listen to the tone of my voice. I'm like, oh, you shouldn't watch dinner. You shouldn't watch TV while you eat dinner. But this is the thing we want to get away from, that conditioning. Okay. Number four is inner vision. That this is also related to the Ajna. This is all about closing your eyes. So you might be the person who, when you want to eat, you sit down, you close your eyes and something comes to you. Or you've sat down in a restaurant and you look at the menu and then you close your eyes and that's going to help you hear your authority. That's going to help you decide. So play around with what happens when you close your eyes. I know a friend of mine who's an astrologer. When I shared this with him, he was like, oh my God, this is a game changer. Because what he does whenever he's in a highly stimulated environment, he literally just shuts his eyes and he's like, it's like this big dome comes around me. And this is how he's also does tarot and a lot of, like, he's a well-connected dude. He's on the podcast, if you go back to a long way back last year. But the point is that when he closes his eyes, he literally can almost like shut down his aura and access what he needs to access, whether it's a memory, whether it's knowledge, whether it's a decision. So that's how inner vision works for him. Just make sure I've got everything for you. Yeah, the inner vision can also seem a little bit like photographic memory, okay? That you shut your eyes and then it comes to you like a photograph, like the decision perhaps. Cool. So number five is feeling. This is related to the solar plexus. And it's not like a tactile feeling. It's not the feeling of a texture. It's not like picking up the food and feeling it. It's actually energetic feeling. So you're feeling the aura of something. This is like you know, if you're at the market, let's say, you just feel like, oh, this feels good. Like you'll go over to a farmer or a local farmer or produce or whatever, and it just feels good to you because you're feeling into the energy of that food. you know, you might be able to feel the difference between, or you're more drawn to the feeling of organic versus, you know, food that's got pesticides on it. You're going to really also, the other big thing about the feelers, you guys are, if one smell is a nose breather and two touch is a mouth breather, sorry, two taste is a mouth breather, then you're an aura breather. Okay, so one of the girls on the mastermind has this, and she talks about when she her husband walks into the room, she can physically feel his energy vibrating, right? Justin has this one as well, and he's always been able to say, he's always like, well, I can really read a room. Like, I can really feel what other people are feeling. And that's because he's an aura breather. And it's not just humans. It's anything that's alive. It's anything with matter. You can feel the energetic aura of things. So when it comes to your food, you know, what's its vibe? I know it sounds a bit out there, but just feel into the vibe of the food that you're eating. Does it feel like it's good for you? Now, the big other thing I want to share with you guys is that a number five feeling is all about, you can get highly affected by EMF. Okay. So my beautiful Mel that works with us, who does our marketing with us, she's this. And when she actually was a client of mine before she started working with us. And when she once asked me about EMF, this is before all of this, I was like, the jury's out, because research is out whether EMF does really affect you or doesn't really affect you, or how much it affects you or how much it doesn't affect you. And the thing that I had really resonated the most for me, again, don't you love human design, because it's all very unique to ourselves, is a fantastic interview that I'd heard with Luke Story, the lifestylist. He is a biohacker. He's got a big thing about EMF and towers and that sort of thing. And he interviewed another human I absolutely love, Bruce Lipton, who is the biology of belief guy. Like, this guy's amazing. And Luke actually asked him the question, so do they hurt you or is it just in my beliefs? And Bruce Lipton was like, it's pretty much your beliefs. So that had always, and for me, like I personally have never been affected by any of those sorts of things. However, when Mel asked me, I gave her this information. Then when I started studying this, of course, I did her information for her and we were like, oh my God, you properly are an aura breather. So the EMF really affects her. So if you are a five, then you want to do things like make sure that your computer has a peace lily next to it, or go and find the crystals. The girls in the mastermind shared all the EMF crystals that are really good. Selenite's one of them. I have a selenite next to my computer. The other thing, we have a salt lamp next to just inside of the bed, as well as at the desks and that sort of thing. Anything that we can do to improve the EMF in the air is going to be really good for you. Okay, just realized how long I'm going on about this. Okay, number six is touch. So touch is the tactile skin. It's how things feel on your skin. You know, when it comes to food, you're going to pick it up, you're going to touch it, you're going to squeeze it, and you're going to know when you feel it. It's like your knowing comes through the skin where you touch it. So you're a person who wants to be grounded often. You might want to have your feet in the sand when you're eating. You might want to sit out on the grass when you're eating, like physically have that touch, your skin connected to the food you're eating or to the ground to ground yourself. And it's all about being in touch with yourself as well, okay? So the other cool thing I love about this one is that you're also someone who you can like touch a plant, touch a tree, touch things and kind of know what they need, okay? So this can be your superpower, like being able to touch things and know what they need and play around with that. Like if you're a six, freaking play around with that. See what that expands to when you look at experience. I love that. You're also someone who will highly benefit from touching your food, but also planting it, nurturing it, growing it, then harvesting it, cleaning it, cooking it. You're going to be that person that loves to do those things, but also that's how you're going to know what's right for you, the correct thing for you. Okay, that is all of the tones. Okay, so what I want you guys to do is I want you to listen to this podcast, the one before, and then 57. So 60, in fact, in order, 57, 59, and 60. Then go to the Facebook group for the 1st of June, which is Monday, and we're going to run an experiment. We're going to play with all of this and see how it affects our digestion. You guys know, or you'll know if you've listened to all the podcasts, this physically completely changed my digestion from being way too overactive to being normal in a really short period of time. And now I'm super curious how to expand that out into my experiences. But in the Facebook group, we're going to talk food. Let's talk food, and we'll go from there. I'm so excited to have you along. All right, everyone, thank you so much for joining. If you have any questions, let me know. Otherwise, I will see you on the next, or have you on the next potty. Bye for now. Thanks, everyone, for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.